This is Ozarks at Large. If you want to understand why the exhibit of Moshe Safdie's work at Crystal Bridges Museum of Art is titled Global Citizen, all you have to do is consider the projects he's currently working on. Projects in Singapore, Chongqing, China, Istanbul, Australia, a hospital in Colombia, the headquarters for the Department of Antiquities in Jerusalem, and a new design for the School of Music on the campus of Texas Christian University. These projects will be added to a list of works from Montreal to Los Angeles, from Tel Aviv to Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville. Last month, the architect, author, and educator came back to the museum to deliver a pair of talks and a stroll around the museum to look at the exhibit of his models, his drawings, and his work. It was a Wednesday afternoon at Crystal Bridges when Moshe Safdie met a small group to walk them through the exhibition Global Citizen, the architecture of Moshe Safdie. He would stop at some to discuss the theory behind the design or to tell an interesting anecdote, including the work he was walking in, Crystal Bridges.
I think the big moments in this building were the decision to build on the site, the decision to build in the creek and not on the top of the hill, to do a building that's in the drainage stream, the decision to create the ponds. I think thereafter was a period in which the language or the vocabulary of the building in terms of the wood construction, the concrete construction, evolved. But it really was a process where we worked with the site. I mean, we made a model of the site and we were fitting buildings into the land, and really the land drove the process.
He calls the formation of the museum and its grounds intense. He says there were passionate discussions. The process included travel to other museums and other gardens. As he stands in the lobby and gazes at the surroundings and all the people, he says the process worked.
And looking back now, I'm just seeing the public's kind of embrace of the place, and I'll use the word guardedly, but I do feel the public has embraced the place. It's very satisfying and makes me think of the days where everybody said, you can't build this in Arkansas, they won't know how to put it together. Well, they did, and everybody feels good about it.
One of those very passionate discussions about the appearance of the museum during its creation is visible to everybody who comes there. A massive, gray, round end of a cable that holds the bridge building up.
And, you know, we, as architects, we just marvel at those things. And so you see that there's a metal frame around it. That's because everybody insisted that it should be covered. It's unsightly. So we had it covered. But I begged to have it exposed temporarily, at least. And it's
now
it's settled. It's framed. So, but I think it's so beautiful to be able to feel the express. I mean, if you stand here, you don't quite understand. But if you stand at an angle where you see the cable coming through, it's actually like the buttress of a suspension bridge.
One of the enlightening things about the Global Citizen exhibition is the ability for the layperson to see both the intricate details of a world-renowned work and the sketches and to scale models that allow a visitor to see the entire project. There is a model of Crystal Bridges, and beside it, a model of the Skirball Cultural Center in Los Angeles, a multi-building complex that Moshe Safdie says is appropriately placed next to the Crystal Bridges model.
Because the connection between them is that it was Alice's visit to the Skirball that led us to selecting us. And I think what was interesting about Skirball, she was sent there, recommended to go there by the Huntington Library people in Pasadena. And she was describing that she wanted to build a museum which was a place of community and as much a place of social gathering as a place for art. And they said, oh, in that case, go to the Skirball.
Skirball's Southern California campus shares more than just an intent to bring community together with Crystal Bridges. Like the Bentonville Museum, it was placed in a tight spot, one prone to mudslides. Safdie's career is loaded with projects that didn't take the easy or expected route. Habitat 67, a housing community in Montreal, remains one of the most recognizable developments in Canada. The 12-story complex features blocks jutting out in every conceivable fashion and direction. Each of the more than 350 units is connected to its own private terrace. The current exhibition at Crystal Bridges includes the first ever model that inspired Habitat, which happens to be Moshe Softee's thesis. There is also the NBC News report on the opening of Habitat.
It's on Mackay Pier, close to the city. There are 158 private houses, 1 to 4 bedrooms, in this extraordinary complex. It looks like a Pueblo village in modern dress.
And it is a similar model of a prefabricated housing complex that sits beside Moshe Softee on the cover of the April 19, 1971 issue of Newsweek under the headline, "The Shape of Things to Come." He did design similar complexes, though none of them were ever built. But Habitat's revolutionary design does play an influential role in modern living, as shown in two of the original bathrooms from Habitat at the exhibition at Crystal Bridges.
Fiberglass, all molded, in two pieces bolted in the center, with the sinks and the counter and the medicine cabinet and the bathtub, all integral single. Inspired by Bucky's Fuller metal bathroom for Damaxian House, but taken into the next step of technology.
Softee and his team worked with Frigidaire to create the first ever stackable washer and dryer for Habitat. That sort of collaboration is important to him. He says as his career has continued, the concept of a team has become even more important. A successful project needs engineers, designers, craftspeople, stonemasons, and landscapers. These are complex buildings, he says, and architecture has changed.
And I feel that one of the major changes is we are now kind of not just composers, but like conductors, because it's the world of experts out there that makes our buildings happen, which was not true 100 years ago, even 50 years ago. Even, you know, one basically had possession of those skills. The sort of master builder architect knew what it took to put a building together. Well, we haven't got a clue on our own.
And of course, the client is a partner. Softee points to the drawings of the National Gallery of Canada in Ottawa as an example of how a client's wish led to innovation. Softee's design includes many skylights that let sunlight spread onto the second floor, where the European and American collections of art are situated. But the director of the gallery at the time it was being built complained that the first floor gallery, where the Canadian art was located, didn't receive that sunlight. So Softee developed light shafts lined with mylar that now carry daylight throughout the building. Other times, cooperation wasn't enough. Either finances, politics, or a combination of both scuttled a project. That's an occupational hazard of being an architect. Even when a building is finished, there can be criticism. His work on Yad Vashem in Jerusalem, Israel's official memorial to Jewish victims of the Holocaust, culminates with visitors in a wide open space overlooking nearby mountains.
So there's a kind of a life prevailed, which was very controversial when we proposed it, subject of endless debate and whether it was appropriate, excessively optimistic, political statement, all of the above. But it works.
Whether creating the Vancouver Library Square, a chapel at Harvard Business School, or the Hebrew College campus in Newton, Massachusetts, Moshe Softee wants community to be relevant. He designed the Ben-Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv so arriving and departing passengers would, if only for a moment, be at the same point, passing each other. The Kauffman Performing Arts Center in Kansas City has more than one performance venue, but just one common lobby, so people attending classical and country concerts on the same night will possibly share the same space at the same time.
The idea there was that you want to reach out to the whole population and you're going to get different venues, and opera will not draw what a rock concert will. And it's nice to see that mix. And that's why we wanted to have one lobby, one space. I think you see a bit of it here. You see a big mix of population here. And it's actually heartwarming to see people that you're not sure would end up in a museum normally coming and enjoying it.
Like his visit to Crystal Bridges last month, Softee tries to get to his finished buildings as often as possible to see how people use the spaces and how those spaces evolve.
I make a point. I mean, I'd say I try and get there every year. Not all of them I manage to do, but like, I hadn't been to the Quebec Museum of Civilization for maybe 10 years. I went there now for the 25th anniversary. So, and actually I was sad that I stayed away. They'd done a few things I would have tried to advise about. But I think if you feel, I mean, I continue feeling not only possessiveness, but kind of interest in how it works, and things change for buildings. Program changes, needs change. The Skirbo, for example, won't change a thing without calling me. And they say, oh, well, we want to convert this, we want a new food facility, or whatever it is. So airports tend to ignore you and slowly destroy the building, but I guess it's in the nature of things. They put advertising in the most sensitive places just because somebody offered them that. But I try and stay involved.
Near the end of his tour in Bentonville, he sat inside the Great Hall at Crystal Bridges and was asked why, at the beginning of that afternoon, he had called this museum a happy place.
People just smile in this place, you know, and when we opened, at the opening, everybody was so happy, you know. So that's when I thought this is a really happy building. And I think being a happy building also has to do something with what it did to Bentonville and the region, that the people here were so happy to receive this, you know, so grateful and appreciative. You know, I mean, I think if this would not have been in New York, because we don't have a site like that in New York. But in New York, people were sort of this, a little cynical, a little this, a little that. But this was so embraced. As I said earlier, embraced. It's, I think it is a happy building. I think it's a building about joy and cheerfulness. And there's very little that oppresses you here or sort of intimidates you.
Moshe Safdie visited Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in late June. The exhibition, Global Citizen, The Architecture of Moshe Safdie, will remain at the museum until September 1st.